Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
All right. By the way, that was the stuff you gave me last time.
That was the stuff?
Yes.
That's good shit.
Mike gave, was on the show. Mike was on the show before, and he, as all guests should, gave me a big jar of pot.
It's definitely going to make my mom very happy. Mom, it was good stuff. My mom was the first marijuana smoker I knew, and she had to talk with me when I was about third grade. Her talk was, spray my perfume on you, don't tell your teachers mommy smokes marijuana. The talk with my third grader has been a little different. Yes, daddy smokes marijuana. No, it's not appropriate for children. But my mom asked me to smoke a joint with you, so you just fulfilled my mom's dream. Hey, Denise.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
And it, as we've always all said, it is not appropriate for children.
No, absolutely
I don't think
not.
They should even sell edibles in any form that...
Well, they help sick people. I will,
you didn't let me finish.
Okay.
Sell edibles, but not in a form that looks like a fucking gummy.
Gotcha.
It's just too much opportunity for... I've had people...
Absolutely.
You know, like, is that... Oh, don't eat that. That's a... Whoa. And like, wait, I would have been stoned? Like, yeah. I am now.
Edibles should look like little bugs or something.
No, they should make it like nasty Halloween candy, like candy corn or peanuts.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
I was away for a minute, like... What the hell happened? I was out here, we were like talking about the Middle East. Now you're talking about like, yo man, they should make edible marijuana shit like insects, man.
You're like the homie who went to the store.
I went to the store, I came back, I was like,
yeah, no.
Did I miss something?
Well, listen, I didn't smoke anything, but I just want to know if sitting here, at least I'm entitled to the Cheetos.
There we go. You're gonna want them after all that secondhand.
Yeah, I want them now.
ISIS came in and got me stoned, Richard.
They do that, you know.
Richard Engel, what explains ISIS's ability to recruit young people from all over the world? Well, a lot of it's technology, right? Social media.
Well, they have space. I think of ISIS like a virus, right? And a virus exists because the host is sick. And the host right now,
right,
primarily Iraq and Syria,
sure,
is like on its deathbed.
But
you get the place stronger, you get more stability there, ISIS goes away.
But without social media, Twitter, and the things that...
That attracts it. But it
exists. But Al-Qaeda didn't have that. Wasn't
it? Doesn't matter. You
really?
Can have... Look, right now, you can put out as many... You could put out an ISIS video on your show. I don't suggest you do that. But
right,
you're not going to suddenly have many, many, many more people in this country joining up and signing up for ISIS. There's a limited population. It's because you have a failed state. It's because you have guns. It's because you have a civil war.
And a caliphate. Isn't that a lot of it that they want to actually go... There's an actual country as opposed to what Al-Qaeda has?
This isn't a caliphate. This is nonsense. They're
Everything
using
I know
that
is
slogan.
Wrong.
This is not the caliphate, you know.
Really? That's not the difference between Al-Qaeda and ISIS, is that they have an actual place that they can say, come
They have a place. I'm saying they have a territory, and that's the whole... They have their playground to, you know...
Are we making
sadism.
Any progress rolling that back? I mean, they did retake...
Not really. I mean, a little bit, but no. In general, no.
Look, young people are getting attracted by the promise of all those virgins. Little do they... They're too young and inexperienced to know virgins are not what they're cracked up to be.
Oh. You don't need to work blue. You're funny as you are, you know. Josh Green, did the media underestimate the appeal of outsiders like Trump and Bernie?
Duh is the only thing you say that.
Killer Mike.
He gave you kind of a bad question.
And sometimes you get do you people watch the show? Because we...
But it wasn't only the media. Hillary Clinton underestimated Bernie Sanders.
Predictions they want to know for South Carolina and Nevada. Now, when is Nevada? Is it? It's a little different because the parties are not the same in those states.
Exactly. South Carolina comes first for Republicans, for Republicans it's February 20th.
That's too confusing.
South Carolina.
So Nevada, I think Bernie could win.
Caucus state does well in caucus states, but
right.
Hillary's good. And also, her campaign manager used to run Nevada.
Right, Harry Reid. No, I mean, there's a lot of Democratic old line establishment.
There's that, too. And unlike 8 years ago, she's been organizing and knows what to do.
And I think people underestimate Bernie Sanders. You know, they think that because there's all these African Americans in South Carolina or African Americans and Hispanics in Nevada, he can't win. Look, you know, African Americans, Hispanics, minority groups, we don't all think alike. It is not groupthink. We're not a one big homogeneous monolithic voting machine. There are African American progressives. There are Hispanic progressives. And I think he's going to appeal to some of them.
I think he does. And people are mistaken to think he. I think a lot of African Americans have just been taught to toe the Democratic line. And I think a lot of younger ones in particular are breaking that. You know, like I say, I have African American friends that are conservatives, that are staunch Republicans, that are independents, that are libertarians, and a lot of them have jumped on the Bernie bandwagon just because they're like, we're not going to toe a Democratic line and we're tired of the Reagan system. And one of those people in particular is Shelley Winters down in Atlanta. Very conservative guy, had a great talk show for you.
Shelley Winters?
His name was Shelley Winters.
The Oscar winner?
No.
No, not
the
Poseidon.
He's a black guy from New Rochelle. But he's
all the people.
Well, but remember, you know, everybody thought the women were going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
And what did we just see in New Hampshire? We saw all the young women vote for the old guy.
Right. Absolutely.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of the statistics that are being thrown around, like the unemployment rates, are total nonsense. A lot of the stuff that's being thrown around foreign policy-wise is total nonsense.
Like
ISIS. We're going to make the sand glow, one person recently said.
Cruz.
Yeah.
Well, where ISIS operates, there's no sand. It's olive groves. The area in northern Syria, it looks like Southern California. Not a lot of sand.
Well, you better pray that.
So you can make it glow. But it's not going to have a lot of impact on ISIS.
Yeah. I mean, the two things I said to you, that it was the caliphate and that social media was important, you see that in the media all the time. I mean, we need
social media, you know, it's the fact that there is a place.
No, I'm just
saying
that
there is a failed state. There is this carnival where you can show up and do horrible atrocities to people. That's the lure. The fact that, you know, the advertising is good is less important than the physical space that exists.
Margaret, are you concerned about performing your stand-up in a conservative country like Singapore?
Oh, yeah, because I could totally get caned.
Remember that? The guy who got...
Yeah, I'm going to straight up get caned.
For chewing gum,
I'm
going to
chew so much gum and... I mean, I could get caned for what we just did here tonight. We were very rude and...
If he could have, wouldn't Giuliani have caning when he was mayor of New York?
Such a nice guy.
Rudy Giuliani?
Yes.
Bullshit.
He may be a nice guy. He has some hard-ass opinions. I mean, really, to get that upset about Beyonce.
He gets crabby.
When he sees it as an assault on police officers, I think he gets very upset, very emotional, very invested.
Do you think it's possible? I'm just asking hypothetically. To be racist and not know you're racist? Hypothetically.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I don't think that's the case of Rudy Giuliani.
Could we also agree that politicians don't give a shit about cops? That's a lie. My dad was a cop. Mm-hmm. Cops are underpaid. Cops are underprotected. When you see one cop in a patrol car, that means that politicians don't care enough to put two cops in a patrol car. Two police officers in a patrol car give cops an opportunity to get out of that car and interact with community. And politicians that care about police officers make sure that they're liaisons between the public and police. I'm tired of the narrative that somehow because I'm a conservative or because I'm a Republican, I care more for police officers. People who care for police officers hire from within the community. They care about police officers' protection and their families. And, you know, that's just... I think that progressives need to be more assertive. I'm a pan-Africanist gangster rapper, and a policeman died in Southwest Atlanta, and I put his picture up. No politician did that in Atlanta. No politician from his district did that. So this is totally fuckery to say that, because they're working-class men that are doing the bidding of a higher class of people that don't give a shit about the people that they're policing. You know, and I just like to say that on the behalf of families of police officers. You know, politicians, if you love cops, you can do a fucking better job. That's it.
Night. Nice bummer speech. You killed my buzz.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'm fucking with you.
I'm sorry.
All right, final question. Will there be any blowback to Donald Trump's criticism of Pope Francis? I did not hear. What did he say?
Oh, my God. I haven't heard either.
Oh. No, well, he's said in the past that the issue about migration, that there should be more of a focus on migration.
I thought
and
he
Pope
said
Francis
the Pope
can
blow me or something.
Yeah. No, I don't remember.
The supporters are like, yeah, that Donald, he tells
no,
it like
no,
it
the
is.
The idea is that Donald Trump has been about the wall in Mexico, and the Pope is going there, and he's going to meet with the downtrodden, and are they on conflicting paths?
Well, listen, he's gone after prisoners of war.
They're both
He's gone after Megyn Kelly. You know, these folks are like quasi-deities with a conservative base, and his numbers have gone up, so...
Well, he's on Twitter, and the Pope's on Twitter. They could have a Twitter war. I smell a comedy bit on this show next year.
I'll stick with the higher
Pope
power.
The Pope is a lousy foot washer. All right, time to go. Thank you very much, everybody. For a great crowd. Let's hope we're not arrested.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10. Or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.